Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, everybody jump. Yes.
It's a Friday morning. Taz and the Moose with you. Back together again here on CBS Sports Radio as we come to you live from the Rocky Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Who understands that it's not just a mortgage, it's your mortgage. That's the difference. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. You've got Mike Pete. Thank you. Job well done across the way. Greg Caserta's got your updates as we take you for the next 3 hours right up until 9 a.m. Eastern time. What's going on, Taz? Welcome back, man.
Yes. Hello, Moose. Happy Friday, as they say in the industry. And yes, nice to be back. And looking forward to an excellent show here as we give people a plethora, our audience a plethora of football chatter and some baseball chatter and might be some dark days ahead. For your Bombers.
Yeah, well, yes. I think it's like a foregone conclusion. It's just a matter of when, not if, right?
I mean, yeah, it's a tough spot.
That's really what it comes down to is they're down 3-1, Taz. And, you know, Verlander tonight, they'd have Cole for a game 7. If this series should go back to Houston, they'd still have to then win a game 6. Offensively, they've gone very, very dark. You know, and they lose a game last night, 8-3. One of the runs scored on a bases loaded walk. The other one scored the other two runs on a 2-run home run by Gary Sanchez when they're down 6-1 in the game. 13 strikeouts, 0-7 with runners in scoring position, left 9 or 10 guys on base over the course of the game, and kind of very, very similar to what you saw in game 3 of this series. I think where they left, I believe it was 9 guys on base that day. Yeah. They were terrible with runners in scoring position, had multiple opportunities against Garrett Cole, and Cole kept on making the pitcher's pitch. And last night, you know, they get into that Astros bullpen, who statistically, even though they don't have the names of Chapman and, you know, Chad Green and, and all the stars that the Yankees have in that bullpen, the amount of money that they've invested in Zach Britton, statistically speaking, the Astros bullpen has been a little bit better than the Yankees bullpen in the regular season, even though they're not all household names. And last night, they were really, really good as Osuna closes the game out. The Yankees can't touch them. Yankees making 4 errors. You have to go back to 1976, Taz, since the last time the Yankees made more errors in a baseball playoff game. They made 5 that day, 4 last night. It was just an embarrassing performance in the Bronx.
It was. They played really bad for a team that's really, really good, a team in the Yankees with a plethora of offensive firepower. And you didn't see it last night with 5 hits for the whole game. But I have to say, for someone watching a game that has no skin in the game, it don't matter to me, you know, if the Astros wins or the Yankees win. But when Sanchez with that home run, and even then I felt like, I mean, maybe because we've seen it so much, we know how strong this Yankee team is. Hey, maybe there's a chance. Was that the 6th inning? I think they put up 2.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey. Even then I think a lot of people like, hey, there's a little time here. They could come back if their bats woke up, if. But that didn't happen for the Yankees. You're right. I mean, they just had a really bad performance. And now it's unfortunate for them. For the Yanks, they put themselves in an extremely, extremely deep, deep hole right now. So it's going to be tough.
Yeah, you know what, Taz? I wish I had that same feeling you did. You know, when
you didn't feel it when you hit the dinger, no?
No, I don't know. I never got that kind of sense.
You're a fan of the team. I think that.
I mean, I would think then I'd be even more hopeful, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
you know, you're right. The Yankees have scored a lot of runs, and you know, I just don't, you know, I didn't get that sense last night that they were going to be able to score, you know, 4 more runs to win that game 7-6. You know, they might have been able to make the game a little bit tighter, but I also thought the Astros with the Springer home run and then the 3-run bomb by Carlos Correa and. You know, FS1 did a nice job last night right before the game. I don't know if you saw this, Taz, but, you know, because it was real quick. But they did a nice job before the game letting the viewer know about where the basically launching pad angle to the ballpark is.
And I missed that. I didn't see that. And it was
to left field. Right? Yeah, so they said basically it was 16-mile-an-hour winds. The winds died down a little bit over the course of the game. But They said if the ball is going to travel a lot easier to left field than it will to straightaway center or to right field, where the Yankees have that short porch, because that's where the wind is blowing. So, I just never got that. They've been terrible, Taz. I mean, with runners in scoring position, you know, whether it be Gary Sanchez, they even changed the lineup last night with Gleyber Torres in the cleanup spot. Aaron Hicks moved up to three. Brett Gardner dropped down to the sixth spot in the lineup. Gardner's struggling. Sanchez is struggling. Gio Urshela is struggling. Didi Gregorius is struggling. You look at these averages here in the postseason. Gardner's hitting .133. Sanchez, .118. Urshela, .133. Gregorius, .125. Aaron Hicks, who just came back, in this series is only hitting .167, but he's actually gotten on base four times over the first two games that he has started. And the Yankees have gone quietly, and I mentioned those averages. That's including the Twins series, where they actually, they scored runs. I mean, they scored 20-plus runs over the course of three games, and all those guys kind of hit, aside from Gary Sanchez, Taz. So you look at this series, I mean, they're really not hitting. I mean, I think Sanchez in this series.
All at the same time.
Yeah,
too.
He's hitting about, cold, I think he's hitting about .052. It is tough to do if you're Sanchez over the course of four games here, that you are hitting .052, but that's exactly what Gary Sanchez is doing. And, I don't want to take anything away from the Astros. You give them credit.
Yeah, they're playing really good.
They are playing really well.
Yeah, and I was flipping back and forth to the Chiefs game, and then once Mahomes went down, that was a little bit of a tougher watch.
Yeah, but Matt Moore, quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. And I felt like, slight exaggeration here, so bear with me. Every time the Yanks were at bat, they had at least two guys on base and couldn't score.
Yeah.
I mean, Gleyber Torres at one point struck out. I don't know if he was struck out looking or when Greinke was. Was third inning? It was a clutch strikeout to make it two outs.
I think it was the fifth inning. The top of the sixth inning is when Correa hits the three-run home run to
exactly
make it 6-1.
Right. Yes. And when you see Gleyber Torres,
check swing.
Yeah, check swing Jones and the ump on first base is like out, and the Bronx Bombers audience, the fan base is like, oh no,
right, and then he gets Encarnacion, and that's Presley, that is, and blows the ball by Encarnacion, I believe, on a 3-2 pitch as he's trying to hit the ball a country mile, Taz. And listen, you're not wrong, and. Alex Rodriguez post game, I guess, and I didn't see it live, but I guess was making comments. It was very critical of Aaron Boone for changing up the lineup. I mean, come on. No. Saying that it kind of messes, paraphrasing here, that it messes with guys' heads. These are all professional. The Yankees have kind of changed up their lineup, have dealt with a ton of injuries all season long. If you mean to tell me that all of a sudden I'm dropping Brett Gardner from 3-6, or moving Gleyber Torres up, who's hitting 3, 4, and 5 in this lineup at any given stage, and that's all of a sudden going to mess with these guys' heads, I mean, that's an invalid excuse. I can't look at that, Taz, and say, now all of a sudden these guys aren't going up to the plate with any kind of confidence. To me, that's lame.
I think it's a little bit of a stretch, too. I'm with you. And no disrespect to Rodriguez, A-Rod, all his success, no doubt. But I'm with you. I mean, I think it's a little bit of a stretch. I could see what he means, how it messes with their heads. But you made a good point. These guys are professionals. These guys are elite athletes. And look, I mean, if they're not in the lineup, that's going to mess with your head.
For sure.
That's a different story. But like you said, if you're dropping a guy here or there, it might tick you off when you first hear about the Oseeda lineup. But then you move on. You're trying to win. This is the vital games here.
And I think Brett Gardner can understand. This is not Joe Torre dropping Alex Rodriguez to eighth in the lineup against the Detroit Tigers because he was ticked off about A-Rod flailing away. I mean, this is not that. I mean, so I look at that, to me, as being completely and utterly lame. And then you look at this Astros team, Taz, who, I thought the Yankees would win this series before it started. I'm going to be dead wrong on that. I thought obviously the series could go either way. I thought if the Yankees won, it would be probably in seven games.
Yeah, me too. I'm with you.
Didn't think it would be over potentially in five games, which, I mean, right now the Astros are going to be a heavy favorite with Verlander on the mound tonight in the Bronx.
Hey, I also didn't think the Nationals would be in the World Series.
Right.
So.
No, I gotcha. Well, I mean, and that's what's made it fun, Taz. Yeah. But, I mean, Springer, Brantley, Altuve, Bregman, Gurriel, Correa, I mean, all of these guys in the lineup, they've had moments in this series where they've done the right job. I mean, Altuve for a guy his size at what, all of like 5'6", 5'7"?
He's a stud, though.
He's an absolute stud, but they play the game so smart. I mean, that's the other thing, Taz. They get caught in a rundown between third and home on two occasions in this series. You know, they're waving guys around. It happened with Springer and Altuve. To where then guys move up to second and third.
Small ball. It's just small ball.
But I mean, but there aren't a lot of teams that do that.
No, you look
at them and they're waving guys around saying, don't worry, I'm going to get held up in this rundown long enough so where you could get to second and third base respectively.
Yeah,
they're smart.
They're very smart, and you could feel their momentum. You could feel their cohesiveness. I mean, and their energy, especially because, you know, they're on the road. They got a nice lead. I mean, early in the game, you could feel the energy out of their dugout on those rundown plays, advancing runners. Look, there was opportunities, like you said earlier in your commentary here. There was opportunities for the Yankees. Look, Tanaka didn't come out with his good stuff.
He wasn't to blame. The offense is to blame.
Right. No, the offense is to blame. The bats are dead, while the Stros bats are definitely, you know, hotter. You know,
And they're getting the key hit and the clutch hit.
Right.
And clearly the Astros are ticked off about this whistling story, right? So
what's this story now?
And if everyone didn't see it, so Andy Martino, SNY, he reported that the Yankees and the Astros are a team. We've talked about stealing signs, right? We talked about that about a week and a half ago. Neither of us had an issue. There's been, you know, things where, you know, stealing signs and relaying those signs, right? So there was a story that the Yankees were ticked off because the Astros bench was whistling during game one of this series. Mind you, the Yankees won that game 7-0.
The Yankees are ticked off because
the Astros were whistling. Wow. But no, to the point where they thought they were whistling to relay signs to their hitters. Okay. That Astro players were whistling to relay signs to their teammates up at the plate.
Loud whistler. I mean, how do you do that?
Well, I don't know about it. Right. Well, there's that.
Do you have a problem with that?
I don't either. But I also think it's nonsense.
It is nonsense. Silly.
I also think, Taz, I think the Yankees are ticked off. What it shows me is that the Astros are in the Yankees' heads. I mean, because when you go down to Houston, everyone says, well, just like people say the Dodgers, right? The Dodgers are great offensively at home. Right. People are saying, well, they're stealing signs in some way, shape, or form at home. Or the pitchers, you know, tipping pitches. You know, you hear all these excuses. And you know, A.J. Hinch yesterday before the game called it, basically said it's nonsense, right? Correa, after the game last night, says, we've got good hitters in this lineup. We don't need to steal signs or we don't need guys tipping pitches for us to go out there and hit. And I think for that story to get out there, Taz, I think it's kind of small, the Yankees.
I think it is. I think you're right. I think you make a good point. It sounds like the Astros, like Houston's, renting a lot of space in the head of the Yankees, of the ball club. And that's bad. And I got to tell you, I think that's something where your coaching staff, your manager, you know, where these guys got to step up, have private meetings with the team, the veterans on the team, leaders on the team, they got to step up and say, we can't let this happen. You can't let that happen. That is silly. I did not hear about that until you just said that.
Well, yeah, and Taz, here's the other thing. If someone's stealing your signs, then be better at protecting your signs.
It's part of the game. Like, you know,
make sure you're doing that.
Right.
If you're better. Yeah. Right. If the catcher's giving away location, we know this. We all play baseball when we're growing up. You know when to set up. And I caught a little bit when I was younger. You make sure you don't set up too early.
Yeah.
That's why guys are making sure when they're giving down the signs, they're looking up at the hitter to make sure he's not peering down in between the legs to see what kind of numbers he's putting down. And he's also setting up late, especially if there's a guy on second base. You want to make sure that you do that so that you prevent any kind of that nonsense happening. But if you are being dopey as a team and being sloppy, Taz, then that's your fault. That's not on the Astros That's not the Astros for taking advantage of you being a sloppy baseball team.
No, listen, the whistle thing is silly. They're not exactly in like on a high school or middle school baseball field. You're in a giant stadium here with a lot of people there. It's loud and it's tough to hear the. I don't know. It sounds like a dog whistle. Really? And now, if they had like a device, like it was one of those whistles that was like silent, only certain people can hear it.
Like a dog whistle.
Right. Yeah. They're silent, the dog whistles? That
No, they're not silent.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with dog whistles. I've heard of it.
Yeah, well, the dog whistle's like a piercing sound, right? It's a piercing, loud sound.
Yeah, right. But the silent whistle, cats probably can hear it, not dogs.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, I'll do it right now. Listen. See, you can't hear.
No, I can't hear.
But cats without Manhattan can hear that.
Are going crazy.
Yeah,
right,
they go
now.
Nuts right now. Whoa, whoa, whoa! They're jumping around the city.
You think it ends tonight?
Yeah, I do. Yep. Unfortunately, I do. I'd like to see the Yankees win. I'd like to see this thing get, you know, go deeper, go to use. I'd like to see that happen, but I don't think it's gonna.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I got to be honest. You know, I mean, interrupt you here. You know, I've been always, as a Met fan, I'm one of those Met fans that don't hate on the Yankees.
Yeah.
I did find myself last night.
I know.
A little bit happy that the Astros were doing anything. I got to be honest.
I did call you out on that.
You did.
I did.
I mean, I'm a native New Yorker, and I'm like, wow.
I understand, man. That's not genuine. I mean, Met fans, I mean, they're getting ready. Every Met fan that works on this show is getting ready to open up that Corbell. Crack open the champagne. Crack out their Verlander jersey and celebrate tonight. Bilotti's going to be spraying himself down at about midnight tonight.
Me and Bawami, we're going to be celebrating.
Yeah, hopefully you guys don't tweet that. But yeah, that'll be entertaining. It's going to stink really for the Yankees and like yourself, Moose fans of the Yankees, to watch, you know, Correa and Springer and these guys, Altuve, partying right on your stadium, on your field. That always stinks.
Yeah, it stinks. Yeah, I agree with you.
That's going to be rough.
Yeah, well, and Taz, you know what the other thing is rough is? They're going down the same way they went down last year. 13 strikeouts last night. You know, meek offensive performance. You know, dominant pitching. You know, pitching better than hitting. That whole debate and argument and everything. You know, you go out, you win, 103 games in the course of the regular season, And you sputter out. It's not like this game. It's not like this has been a wildly entertaining series. I mean, you're having these games. Game two went 5 hours. Last night's game went 4.5 hours for a 9-inning game.
Oh my God!
I mean, what millennial is sitting there watching 4.5 hours of baseball?
None. How long was the? After the Yankees swept Minnesota? How long? How many days did they have off? Remember we discussed they had, you know, they had time to rest their arms.
How
many days was that? You remember?
They beat Minnesota. I think they had like 4 days off, did they not?
You think it was a little, you know, sometimes where you're losing some momentum and you're not, you know, you have too much time off, the bats get cold. You got something to do with it?
I don't, Taz. You know why? They won game one.
Right, well, good point.
They put up seven runs in game one.
Yeah, they were 1-0 lead on Houston. That's right. You know, in the ALCS.
Yeah,
correct.
Right. Right. The game that they're complaining about, the Astros whistling, they won the game.
We had the whistler on, Mike. New Orleans.
That's a good point.
Whatever he was doing.
He sent us a care package.
I'd say he did send us a care package. Bunch of cat whistles. I quoted earlier in the show.
Yes, that's exactly
listen
right.
Listen to the podcast. You'll hear it.
Want your calls at 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Are you surprised the Astros are up 3-1 on the Yankees as the Nats are awaiting the winner Tuesday night, whether it's going to be Houston or New York? Right now, all signs point to Houston for game one of the Fall Classic. It's Taz and the Moose back together again on a Friday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose, coast to coast, pillar to post, on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news, quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico, go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance.
Talk a lot about the Astros fixing to go to the World Series against the Nats here. That could go down tonight in the Bronx. Let's talk to Bill. Listen on 6:80 a.m. Bill, you're on with Taz and the Moose. What's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Billy, how you doing, buddy?
Bill, what's up, bro?
Just want to say this, man. I tell you what, the Yankees, I think, if they don't get this next game, they're dead. I mean, I know that their backs are up against the wall, but with all the hitting ability that they have, you know, I'm just really surprised. I wasn't surprised by the first game because I feel they're going to
come
out.
Bill, just to interrupt you, Bill. I mean, if they do lose tonight, they are dead because it's over.
They're eliminated, yeah.
Well, yeah, no, I know. That's what I meant. I mean, I wasn't even, you know, taking straight. But anyway, no, they're in real trouble because if they happen to pull this game out, then they got to look at freaking Garrett Cole to get him to the next game. And that ain't going to happen, bro. That guy is the best pitcher in the game. I don't care what anybody says. There's no question.
Tough to argue that.
The one thing, Bill, is I would be surprised if Hinch rolled Cole then back on short rest. I don't think he would do that for a game 6 on Saturday night. Unless he made some – I think you would wait for a game seven to see if they got to a game seven. Now that's putting the cart before the horse. But for Gerrit Cole there, Taz.
Yeah,
I don't think up 3-2. Say the Yankees beat Verlander tonight. I think it would be a awful decision for Hinch to roll roll Cole back on short rest Saturday night game six.
Right. No. Great. Let's go out to Sacramento and talk to Austin, listening on 1140 AM. Austin, you're on with Taz Limbus. What's going on, bud?
What's up, Austin?
Hey, what's up? Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Just a real quick tangent. Taz, that was a beautiful cat whistle. I don't think I've ever heard one before. That was dude, you almost made me spit my coffee on my shirt, dude. That was hilarious. Oh,
thank
my
you.
God.
I only could do it once a show, Austin, so I can't do it again. Sorry.
That's all good. So I think the question that was posed was if I was surprised that the Astros were up 3-1, and I got to say, no, there's really not anything in baseball that surprises me anymore. And the last time I was truly surprised is 2004 when the Red Sox came back from down 0-3 and then went and swept the Cardinals in the World Series, you know. But baseball is just a funny, goofy game like that. And, you know, anything can happen. The grind of the 162 comes down to these short series. And like we say in football, any given Sunday, well, I say any given series, you know. It's just a weird, funny game like that. But that's all I got. You know, I'd be curious to see what happens in the rest of the series, though.
All right, we appreciate
it.
Yeah,
I think it ends tonight. I mean, listen, I was there up at Fenway Park for that game three. I was there for a lot of that series.
Oh, brought back memories. Austin brought that up for you, huh?
Well, right, but walking out of Fenway Park that night, I never thought the Red Sox would come back on the Yankees. I mean, they just bludgeoned the Sox that night. And everyone in that lineup hit. Now, you know, if you told me that the Yankees had dominant starters here, if the Yankees had Verlander going tonight, then it's different. But they got
right.
James Paxton. I mean, James Paxton has two starts this postseason. Has thrown 7 innings.
Yeah, no,
in 2 starts.
Yeah, no, guys like Correa and Springer, they're licking their chops right now. You kidding me?
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. And Paxton's also talked about being nervous and having so much adrenaline going through his body, he can't feel his body.
Yeah,
that's a problem.
The pitch is supposed to have the P word, and it's poise.
Yes.
And when you're panicking, and that's not the right P word. You know
I agree with you.
Let's go to
Boise, Idaho.
We're going to talk to Mike as I'm choking on Mizu, which is water in Japanese. What's Mike, you're listening right now on 93.1 FM, if you didn't know, and you're listening to Taz and the Moose. What's up there, Haas?
Yeah, hi guys, how you doing?
You know, fair to middling, but we're here. How you doing, bro?
Nice. So, real quick, you know, you guys are like writing the Yankees obituary here, but
yes.
I think, you know, you're forgetting these guys are savages, right? I mean, if anybody can do it, the Yankees can do it.
Here we go.
I think they win tonight, and I think it's going to go to a game seven. And I think it's going to be Cole in game seven, and that's going to be tough. But
You're in lovely Boise, Idaho, and I've been there. I love that spot. Now, and you're a Yankee fan?
Yeah, Yankee and Bills fan.
There you go. He's a Taz and a Moose faithful.
It's like a right. It's like you're our child.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. Are you from New York?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, and what brought you out to Boise, Idaho?
Job.
Okay. And anything more to
job,
it?
Or? Better life, better quality family, you know.
Oh, quality of life family. I got you. How do you like Boise? All right.
It's nice, yeah. It's nice.
It is nice.
It's a nice place.
Oh, good.
I miss New York, but it's nice.
It's a nice town. It really is a nice town. I've been there a couple times.
And real quick, just to touch up on something else, do you guys think, you didn't really talk about Mahomes yet, but do you think that he's another victim of the Madden curse?
Well, being on the cover of the gimmick game? Yeah, a lot of people are wondering that, and that could be, Mike. We're going to get into talking about Pat. Mike, we appreciate it.
We'll get into curses and Mahomes and the quarterback sneak last night and the dislocated kneecap and the like. But, Mike, I wish I had your confidence level. And you're a Yankee fan out there in Boise, Idaho. That this is going to get to 7 games. I'd love to see it. I'd love to be dead wrong that the Yankees get to Verlander tonight. But I do think, and I asked Taz the question in the opening segment, I do think the series ends tonight. I think the Astros are celebrating in the Bronx. I do think they punch their ticket for the World Series and get set to take on the Nats and host them on Tuesday night down in Houston.
Well, you see who's here waiting very patiently.
Yeah, Greg Caserta.
It's not Andrew, which is, for me, sometimes I'm happy not to see him. But, Greg, I'm happy to see you. What's up?
You too, brother. What's going on?
All good, bro. All good. No music. We're used to having music. You know, Andrew Bogus has music.
He does. A little Weird Al.
Yeah, you don't want the music.
No, you don't want that music.
It's Weird Al every time?
It has every time.
His own
it's an interesting choice.
Yeah. Yes. Well, he didn't choose it.
Well, okay. It's called White and Nerdy.
Yeah. Maybe we can play a little sample of it if we have it available. So you don't want this, Greg.
I'll leave that for
Andrew Bogus. Yeah.
Bogus has when he gets deep into REM sleep at night. This is the song that plays in his mind.
I think I had this CD when I was a kid, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
You should give it to Andrew Bogus for a Christmas gift. You gift him.
What's going on, Greg? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right, and you guys have been talking about it. The Astros have outclassed the Yankees by winning three straight to go up 3-1 in the ALCS. Thursday night in the Bronx, got a couple of three-run homers from George Springer and Carlos Correa for an 8-3 win. And with that, DJ LeMahieu and the Savages need to win three straight to keep their season alive. Here's DJ on the Bombers finishing 0-7 with runners in scoring position and stranding 10.
No, nothing in particular, you know, just keep getting traffic. You just can't get that big hit. And, you know, I know everyone wants to be in that position to score some runs. It just hadn't fallen our way.
He's been one of the few who has gotten that hit. Edwin Encarnacion couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat. Gary Sanchez hit a two-run homer with the Yankees already down by 5. Houston could pop champagne tonight with Justin Verlander taking on James Paxton. On a serious note, sending well wishes to CC Sabathia. Looked like he injured his left shoulder, had to come out of the ballgame for likely the final time in his career. Dusty Baker interviewed with the Phillies for the second time on Thursday. Round 2 for Buck Showalter today. Joe Girardi expected back for his second interview early next week. I'm told that Dusty did not have a toothpick in during his sit-down. The main story coming out of Thursday Night Football, of course, Patrick Mahomes dislocating his right kneecap. The Chiefs QB suffered the injury on a sneak early in the second. Needs an MRI to see if there's any ligament damage. Matt Moore finished the job, hit Tyreek Hill with a 57-yard touchdown pass, and the Chiefs avoided a 3-game losing streak with a 30-6 win.
I'm proud to get a win, to go in and play with this team, and like I said, get a road win in the division. Again, the circumstances are unfortunate, and I wish him well. We all know that, but you know, it feels good to come in and win a ball game.
That's Moore. He wakes up today realizing he is now the starting quarterback for the Chiefs. College football's top 25 kicks off later tonight. Number 4 Ohio State on the road at Northwestern. Buckeyes banged up. Junior linebacker Baron Browning already ruled out for the game. Starting left tackle Thayer Munford's a game time decision. NBA preseason news: Zion Williamson will not play in tonight's preseason finale for the Pelicans because of right knee soreness. He'll undergo further testing. NHL shutout wins for the Canadiens and Sabres. Shootout wins for the Golden Knights, Canucks, and Lightning. Devils beat the Rangers 5-2 for their first win. First ever matchup for the top two picks, Jack Hughes and Kapo Kako. I'm Greg Kasur.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it.
Right. Great name, by the way.
Greg?
No. Kako Kako? What's it?
Kapo Kako.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it was the second overall pick.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just saying the name. It's just
it's a great,
every time
yes.
I hear it,
it's kinda, a great. It's a great name. I agree with you.
It's an interesting name, yes.
Yes, yeah, I know where you're going.
And Greg's a great Caserta. Name, too. Greg, yes. Greg
Caserta's a great name. Got a great beard.
Yeah, his beard game's on point. I give you
it
that.
It really is.
Yeah.
I think if you had a poll of best beard at CBS Sports Radio, I think he would.
Easy.
I think he would win.
Easy.
What?
Easy. I don't know. I got to have to check his beard. Greg, come on in here again if you get if he.
No, he's got double duty.
Okay.
Next hour.
Maybe
we'll
I'm Greg Caserta.
He's on right now. He's on another station.
All right. Screaming for the guy to come
immediately,
back here.
Immediately upon leaving, he sprints to another to go do another
no,
update. Someplace
for, come on, get in here. Come right. here. Look at your
no,
face.
That's not available right now.
I think my beard is probably going to be better than his beard. I mean, I kind of don't like that you said that because I'm a little. I didn't tighten up right here today, but my beard game's
no. It's a skin. Different style of beard.
Yeah, but you said the best beard on CBS Sports Radio. I take issue with that.
I think
Andrew Bogus might, too. He tightens up the beard. But I think
Caserta's beard is very boy bandish.
Yeah, but that to use a top beard? You know how much money my grooming guy I spend on for this face?
Taz, I'm not saying you don't have
a
great beard.
It takes hours to do this.
I wasn't really including you in the conversation.
Well, you said CBS Sports Radio. I'm
I understand
still here.
Guys that we work with.
I work here, too.
I understand that. I'm not insulting you. This
I
is
understand
not,
we're the, above everyone else as talent. I get that.
I don't.
I love bearded men.
Caserta's beard, I think in terms of the cleanness of it, the depth and fullness of the beard.
I need this guy back in the room.
I think his beard is, I think his he's got the, I think he's got the, as the kids would say, the tightest beard at CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, no. Listen, you're hurting me here, and I have a studios, and I want to run in there and look at his face right now.
Right,
Mike, can you find him, take a picture or something, and bring it to me? I can't wait an hour.
All right, I'll go get him.
Is he where? Is he over at the 1010 Jones?
He's around. I can find him.
Mike can find him. He's in the studio, right to the left, the closet.
Oh, okay, yeah. I don't want to. I don't really want to go talk to him offline. It's because I get weird when I talk to people.
Yeah, no, I got you. Yeah, so. I got you.
I'm charming on the air. Off the air, I'm not charming.
If you and your friends at home had the debate about beards being the thing that Taz and I both disagreed on first thing on a Friday morning, you were right.
Well, let's ask Pete and Mike.
Let's hear Pete.
Pete, you think I got a beard? Bro, be honest. I mean, come on.
I think it's solid. But I have to go through. I have to go through the whole list of people that have the beard. I really haven't sat down and looked at everybody here.
That makes a good point.
Oh, they have great beards. That's not on my list of things to do.
Right. I'm shocked, actually. That who
well,
else has a
beard? It's not a matter of I have to put on a to do list.
Harris has a beard, right? But he don't work on CBS Sports Radio.
He doesn't.
And Caserta is not in the room right now, so I was not unable to get a picture or take a good look at his face.
Shaving his beard.
So real quick. So. All right, people on CBS Sports Radio, as far as talent with beards, Amy Lawrence, no beard, so I beat her. Greg beats her, too. She doesn't have a beard. I mean, years ago, we've seen bearded women, though. That was like during circus stuff. Remember?
Yeah, correct, yes.
Yeah, but
yes.
Not Amy. So then
isn't the circus rolling into Pearl River, New York.
Correct.
On a July Saturday night.
And then we go to this show, Taz and Moose. There's only one beard. No, it's two beards. That was funny. It's two beards. Me and Andrew Bogus. You have no beard. Mike has no beard.
No.
Pete has no hair. Anywhere. That's what he told me anyway.
Right.
So so now.
He man grooms.
The next show is the DA show. DA, I don't think DA can grow a beard.
No.
That's poor DA.
Right. No, he's got a baby face. You're right.
Right, right. His producer has
no beard. I think
it would
be spotty.
Okay.
I think his beard would be spotty, if I had to guess. I think it's a thick, full, lustrous beard.
Every so often, maybe.
Who else is on? Andrew's on that show because we said him. So then the next
Bogus's beard, but I think if you you saw
Caserta. Can we go to the next show?
Tierney and Tiki.
No, what about the show out in California?
Oh, Rome does.
Jim Rome Jones.
Don't he
have a beard?
No, he's got the goatee.
Oh, the adult film star mustache, right? I thought he had, no?
No, he doesn't. He's the goatee.
I think he has a goatee. I haven't seen his face in a while. But
no, he's got the goatee. He does not have.
What's his name again? I'm
good. Jim Rome. He doesn't have the mustache.
I'm going to Google his name.
Yeah.
Jim Rome. Oh, wow. He's pretty popular.
Yes.
He's got
Tiki and Tierney.
No. Wait, hold on. We're going too fast. So, yeah, he's got Jim Rome does have a goatee. It's kind of a goatee that was popular in the 80s. All right. So, Tiki's my friend. Tiki, clean shaven Jones, nothing. What's Tierney got going on? Nothing?
Nothing.
Who else, Moose?
Well, then you got Bill Ryder, no.
Another guy can't grow a beard.
And the great Scotty Farrell, no.
He's got the voice, though.
Scott's a legend. There's no doubt about it.
He's a good dude, too. So, Scott Farrell, no beard, though, right?
No.
So, who are we missing on the weekend? Anybody? Do we count the weekend people?
I don't know. I don't know.
Let's go through the board ops.
Got a cast of thousands.
Want to go through the board ops?
No, let's not go through it. How about this? Caserta and Bogus, who's got a better beard?
Well, why am I being shunned?
No, take you
I'm
out of the equation.
Star,
because
bro.
You're I'm not denying.
All right.
We're doing
I feel
a national
like you're
morning.
Pushing me aside
I'm not
here.
Pushing you aside anywhere.
How
you're a national co-host radio show. We do morning 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern time. I'm just asking
that
you.
Beard, bro.
It's a great beard, but that's a different style of beard. That's a get out of my way. I'm coming through.
Yeah.
I'm going to kick your rear end beard.
Yes.
Caserta's is I just hopped off my jet down in the Bahamas.
Right.
I'm ready to go hit the tables.
Is his beard? I didn't even look at the kid. Does his beard have a little bit of? I don't like to make eye contact. Does his beard is it more length to the side of his face by his jowls?
No, it's like perfectly. No, I think it's like one length.
I feel like I need to be in this conversation. I mean, I'm a little surprised.
So then what we should do a debate. You, Bogus, and Caserta, best beard at CBS Sports Radio.
Who wins, Mike?
I have to look at all the beards before I can make a decision. No, to be honest, I have to look at all the – I haven't given enough attention to all three guys' beards to have an honest answer. I need to look at them, see what
How
the candidates have to say.
How long do you have to analyze?
To have an honest answer, I need to look at each beard, right. And then I'll give my answer. It would be unfair for me to just pick one right now. Listen, to hear what the candidates have to say.
Here's the thing. Getting your face groomed the right way, you have to have the right barber. And I got a guy who's phenomenal. My guy's from the DR. He's from the Dominican Republic over there. And the guy's the best. Okay, my guy's Santana. So he's the man, right? So I don't think anybody's better than him about cutting a beard and grooming a beard. But the problem when you grew a beard, Moose, when you go home a couple days later, you can't always go see Santana. So you got to do it yourself now. And yeah. That's what it looks like this. It gets a little, you know, shangad. It gets a little messy. These other guys, these are people kind of, I don't want to be rude, but they're beneath me. So I don't see them going to a guy like Santana. I'm dropping $60-$70 on a trim beard.
I don't think they're going to Santana. I agree with you there. No one, this is not a personal affront to you, Tez.
I get very competitive with things like this.
I understand that. No, you have a wonderful beard. Santana does a wonderful job with you every time you see him
I do see him every couple weeks. Otherwise, you know,
he does a nice job.
I was thinking of having a guy move in.
I was just trying to, you know, give Caserta a little bit of credit. You know, he's filling in, doing updates, him a little bit of a pop that he's got a wonderful, thick, lustrous beard. And I'm jealous because I can't grow a beard.
Well, you're smart, though. So for guys, and that's okay, for guys that can't grow, you can grow a beard. It's just not a good beard. So you're smart. You don't do it.
It's patchy.
You're smart. Well, alone,
it wouldn't connect. It would be, like, you know.
No mustache? How about the mustache?
No. My mom, famously, when I tried to grow a beard when I was a lot younger, told me basically to shave it that I looked like a goat herder.
That's funny. Goat herder.
She's like, that's awful. Will you shave that, please? Funny. You look like a goat herder.
Mom's honest.
I was like, thanks, Mom.
Moms have to be honest.
I shaved it 2 hours later.
You were smart. You know, I have an idea for you, Moose. You should grow the soul patch. Bring that back.
I understand Michael Cole's got that.
That's a Syracuse guy. You guys all have soul patches.
No, yeah, right. That'll be like the you know, as long as if you're in broadcasting, you have a soul patch. Yeah. You went to Syracuse.
Syracuse alum soul patch. Jones.
Do you think I could Mike look Chirico at me? Do you think I could really pull off a soul patch?
Can you? Yeah, you know you can't. You don't have it. I have. Some guys don't have it under the lip. You know.
No.
You gotta you know, my brother. Real quick, my brother has like a really like. He'll shave, no lie. 5 o'clock shadow to the highest degree. He could shave at noon, literally by 5 o'clock, he'll have a shadow. Like, since he's like 12, 13 years old, the kid's been shaving.
He's been shaving since he was 13?
Dude, I'm not kidding you. His follicles of his hair are amazing. That guy has the tightest goatee you ever saw in your life. I mean, his beard game is tremendous. I pale a comparison to him. And mine's tremendous, if I don't mind saying so myself. But my dad, God rest his soul, he was able to grow a good beard.
Does your brother, does he have a thick, lustrous head of hair, too?
He's struggling there.
Oh, okay.
He's struggling there.
So he's got the Billy G look.
He does. No, that's a good point. He does, actually, yeah.
He has the thick beard. And bald head.
Bald-heading Jones. And he tries to grow it in. I'm like, dude, it's not 1985 anymore, you know? Like, he's a little bit older than me, you know? He thinks he's running around.
What, he's got the sides?
He's got the sides. He's got the big St. Anthony's bald spot in the back. Big. Oh. I'm like, dude. He goes, you think they could see it? I go, yeah, bro. His wife tells him, shave your head, bro.
The Jason Alexander look.
Yeah.
Wives and moms are always honest.
She's like, shave your head.
That's it. I love when I try something off with my wife. I'm like, Don, what do you think of this? No, put that down.
Wives are brutally honest. Yeah.
Brutally honest. They just tell it like it is.
Unless you're married like 1 year, then it's all rainbows and butterflies.
Oh, right. I'm talking about if you got to be a decade in.
Oh,
you know, I'm 11 years in. Wife, I told her, I was like, I was thinking about buying this. She's like, don't buy it.
Don't buy it. And walks out of the room. Yeah, no, I know.
I'm like, all right, thanks, Don. I'm going to go back and go get a coffee. 855-212-4227. We'll get into the Thursday night game. The injury to Patrick Mahomes. We'll do that next. It's Taz and Moose on a Friday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, time right now to Ask the Pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Submit your question. Be listening later on in the show. We might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. Thursday night affair out there in Denver went the Chiefs' way 30-6. Denver actually led this game at one point in time 6-0 before Kansas City went on a roll and scored 30 unanswered points. And, you know, this is not about, you know, Hill catching a 57-yard touchdown pass or Steve Spagnuolo's defense with Frank Clark, who finally, you know, chipped in with a couple sacks, getting after the quarterback and getting after Flacco. And it's really not about John Elway and
you know, his struggles here to find an answer at the quarterback position, Taz. I mean, and all those are very, very relevant. But coming out of that game, and it's not necessarily even about the Chiefs' victory. Coming out of the game, it has everything to do with the best player in the National Football League and the reigning MVP, and that is Patrick Mahomes, who on a quarterback sneak suffered a dislocated right kneecap. He's going to have an MRI today. The results of that MRI will determine whether or not, you know, as one report had, he's back in 3 weeks with a knee brace, or whether or not he has to have surgery and he's done for the season.
Yeah, it's really, you feel for the kid. He seems like a really nice kid, Patrick Mahomes, and to your point, he's the star of the NFL. He is. He's the guy. I mean, he's the right guy, you know, but it's just, this stinks. This stinks for NFL. This stinks for football fans, especially Chief fans, especially the Chief players. But look, I mean, you're right. It is about him. But as far as the game, yeah, their defense really rose to the occasion, as we know.
Oh, they were great, yeah.
They were excellent, yeah. And there's also, I understand Matt Moore will be the QB now for the next couple of weeks, but, you know, there's a lot of elements around him that they have a really good team there, you know, to win. So we'll see if Matt Moore can do that. But Pat Mahomes, I mean, when you saw it happen, you saw him getting helped off the field, you're thinking, oh, my God, this is a catastrophic, massive injury here. But it wasn't, which is good. I mean, he's going to be out a few weeks. Hopefully it's just that with the dislocation, but I never had that. I've had a lot of injuries. I've never had something like that happen to me, you know, dislocation of my knee.
Well, you hope it's just a couple of weeks, right? They've got to figure out if there's any kind of ligament damage. They're hopeful that it's not. He sent out a tweet, you know, that, kind of significantly wrong, after the injury.
Because I forgot my thought. So what happens, like, when you tear a ligament, because this has happened to me, but not at this location. So you know, because it blows up quick, like it swells.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know that unless it happened to you. So your knee, for example, when you it'll swell quick, usually. But sometimes they say, I've only seen guys get hurt with tendon, ligaments, things, including myself, where things will swell fast. So hearing that, Kelsey saying that his knee didn't look like a knee, that's scary. That sounds like
well, couldn't that just be the kneecap, though?
Couldn't that just be kind of like
the kneecap, you know, I've never had a dislocated kneecap or anything like that. I've never seen a dislocated kneecap. But you've seen it happen time to time in the National Football League, and you've seen it happen from time to time in the NBA,
right.
Where guys have suffered that kind of an injury, Taz. So for the NFL, and here's the thing. I mean, Matt Moore is Matt Moore. And he's been at times a decent starter. He's a good backup. He's been around the league a long time. If there is an MRI today and there's, say, for argument's sake, significant knee and ligament damage or ligament damage, and he's going to miss the year, I mean,
oh, God.
I mean, the Chiefs season's over. I mean, you know, all due respect. I mean, they're not getting to the Super Bowl with Matt Moore at quarterback. All due respect to Matt Moore.
For
the National Football League, Taz, it's a disaster.
Yeah.
Because you take the best quarterback in the league off the field.
Yeah. No, I know. And like we were just saying, he is the guy. And then we had a call earlier, which is the Madden curse deal, you know. And that's interesting because of the video game. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Do you believe in this stuff?
There's been a lot to it.
Since 98, like every year, apparently.
Yeah, every year. I mean, there seems to be something to it, Taz. I mean, every year you throw a guy up on the cover, and the next year it's like the old SI curse, right?
Yeah.
And now the Astros debunked that one by winning the World Series in 2017. But, you know, you look at the Madden one, yeah. I mean, they seem to pick a guy, and that guy ends up having a disastrous year or getting hurt.
Yeah, I know. It's very strange. Well, hopefully that's not the case here, and it's just a couple of weeks.
Well, hopefully it's 3 weeks. I will say this, though, Taz. Those that are criticizing Andy Reid for the quarterback sneak, it's nonsense.
You can't. And that's a play that you very rarely get injuries on. I got to be honest.
Right. And here's the other. Well, why are you quarterback sneaking with Patrick Mahomes, who's got a hurt ankle already? I mean, can we stop with the nonsense here?
Yeah,
they're
really
playing NFL football. When have I ever seen a quarterback? I've seen quarterbacks take a hit to the helmet.
Right.
When have I ever seen a quarterback suffer a significant knee injury on a quarterback sneak?
No, never. It's not a high impact play.
They can't wait to get down.
No, exactly. It's not a high impact play. No one's coming running full speed. No one's. It's it's a low impact play. I mean, they're hitting hard, but it's a short distance. There's no running. There's no, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, no. Sometimes
you're even getting pushed in the back by your offensive lineman to get the extra 6 inches for the first down.
Yeah, I had no problem with doing a quarterback sneak there. You had to, you know, that made sense.
We'll run around the league. We got NFL picks, college picks coming your way later on in the program as well. But we'll run around week 7 of the NFL. We'll do that next. It's Taz and Moose with you. An action-packed hour, number one down, two to go. CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.